This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting is called to order. It is June 4th, 2024, Election Day at 9:30 a.m. Central Time. We are in the state capitol in Pierce, South Dakota in room 413. This is Commissioner Feagan, and with me today is Commissioner Nelson and Commissioner Hansen. To start the meeting, we have minutes to be approved from May 8th, 2024.
Move to approve.
It's been moved to approve. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagan votes aye. Motion carries. Before we get started, I just want to first of all thank one of our staff people that have been with us for 15 years as a state employee. He's been with the commission for 11 years. He is out in the field often protecting our pipeline safety program, and he's an inspector for us. So if everybody can give a round of applause to Boyce Himmler, I'd appreciate
what?
Himmler. I'd appreciate it. So 11 years with the PUC, we appreciate it, Boyce. Hope you're listening in as you work hard in the field for us every single day, and thank you for that. With that, we are going to our consumer reports, Deb Gregg.
Thank you. The commission received a total of 84 contacts since the last report was prepared for the May 8th, 2024 commission meeting. 9 contacts related to telecommunication services, 19 contacts related to electric service, 15 contacts related to natural gas service, 3 contacts related to wireless service, 6 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, 1 contact was related to wind energy, 7 contacts were referred to One Call, and 24 contacts related to issues that are not regulated by the PUC. 515 of the 528 contacts received in 2024 have been resolved.
Are there questions of Ms. Gregg? If not, thank you. We're going to take our agenda in order today. We're going to start with our telecommunications, TC24-011, in the matter of the application of Ubiquity South Dakota LLC for the Certificate of Authority to provide local exchange and inter-exchange telecommunications services in the state of South Dakota. The question before the commission is, shall the commission grant intervention to anyone that may have filed? Go ahead, SDTA.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, Commissioners, and staff. Kara Semler here, appearing on behalf of the South Dakota Telecom Association. We did file for intervention and request party status in this docket. The rural providers stand to be uniquely impacted if Ubiquity would have chosen to serve statewide as its application originally stated. As you'll see in the docket, the parties have since entered into a stipulation. SDTA does not intend, therefore, to take an active role in this docket, rather will monitor to assure the terms of that stipulation find its way into a commission order if you, commissioners, ultimately enter an order in this docket.
Staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Pat Stevenson of staff. Staff does not oppose the intervention, and Ubiquity also relayed to staff that they don't oppose it either. Thank you.
Questions and or action? Commissioner Nelson.
In TC24-011, I move that the commission grant intervention to SDTA.
Comments on the motion?
Simply say to Ms. Semler, thank you for your patience in waiting for us to ultimately get to this matter. And obviously, you have been busy in the interim, and it looks like you've come to a fruitful conclusion. So thank you.
Other comments? All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagan votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to an electric docket, EL-10. Yes, EL-10, the year 2010. 016, which I'm sure Commissioner Hansen was here, in the matter of the application of Great River Energy and Northern States Power Company doing business as XL Energy for a permit to construct a 10.6-mile 345 kV transmission line in Brookings, South Dakota, near White, South Dakota, in Brookings County. The question before the commission is, shall the commission grant an exemption to Condition 29 of the settlement stipulation? XL Energy, Mr. Colbeck.
Yes, thank you. Steve Colbeck, Principal Manager for XL Energy in South Dakota. As it says there, the docket, obviously, I brought commission staff from 2010, commissioner from 2010, and another commissioner from 2010. But no, we apologize for the misstep. Due to the staleness of the docket and the conditions being 14 years old, we did have a misstep, and thank Darren for bringing it to our attention. Fortunately, we had almost everything done that was in the conditions anyway. We had notified the neighbors. We have done all of that stuff, secured a bond, even though we're hanging those lines by helicopter. But I think we're ready to go, and the biggest hitch is we had a outage scheduled for last week already. So we'd like the waiver of the 30 days so that we can get our boots on the ground and get this second circuit completed. But appreciate your deference in the matter and stand by for any questions.
Staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Darren Carney for staff. Back in April, early April, XL certified that they can meet the conditions and terms upon which the permit was issued. Part of that certification just indicated that they reviewed the conditions and will comply with them for the second phase of construction. Some of the conditions might be applicable to it, some might not be. Staff sent XL a note a few weeks ago, kind of reminding them to review the conditions within the permit and make a filing as to which ones are applicable and which ones are not. Part of the condition 29 is a 30-day requirement for a pre-construction filing to staff in order to afford staff the time to review the pre-construction design, layout, and plans of the project. Given that the scope of the project is just stringing a second circuit on existing transmission structures, staff has already completed the review of the filing they made on May 29th. Therefore, staff is comfortable with the commission waiving the 30-day requirement and giving them the green light to go forward or exempting the permit as of today, or exempting permit condition 29, the 30-day requirement, with a date of today, if the commission so chooses. With that, I'm available for questions.
Efficiency, once again, of the Public Utilities Commission staff. Questions or action? Commissioner Nelson.
Mr. Colbeck, first of all, I appreciate your forthrightness in telling us kind of maybe how this unfolded. I was curious about that. So have any construction activities actually occurred thus far?
Mr. Chairman, yes, Steve Colbeck, Principal Manager for XL Energy. No construction has started, but we have started placing mats, and then other ancillary things have started, like notifying landowners and things like that. But no, we have not turned a wrench.
And it's that landowner notification, and I'll just put this out there. I think it was sent about May 1st, and it said, hey, landowner, we're going to start construction on May 6th. So landowner's probably going to get that like 2 or 3 days before you actually start construction. And I think in the future, maybe giving just a little bit more warning to landowners would be a good idea.
Absolutely. Note taken.
And I guess the only question then for Mr. Carney, and so at this point, you are not under the eight ball. You've got everything done that you need to do, and you're comfortable with this, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Efficiencies of the PUC staff. Other questions and or action? This is your docket from 2010, Commissioner Hansen.
Madam Chair, in EL 10-016, I move that the commission grant an exemption to condition 29 of the settlement stipulation to take effect on today's date of June 4, 2024.
Comments on your motion?
Congratulations on finally getting it done. 14 years.
Yeah, maybe an addition, but that sounded
You know, as long as we are reminiscing, I just realized that even though I wasn't a commissioner yet, I attended the public input meeting in Brookings on this particular project. I think it was in December of 2010, right before I came on the commission. So it was literally the first one that I ever attended, and we've done a few since then.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hanson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Items for discussion, commission discussion. I am unaware of any public comment. No one has signed up for public comment today. So with that, announcements, our next regular commission meeting will be Monday, June 17th. 2024 at 1:30 p.m. Anything else before the commission? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hanson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. We are adjourned.